Right now, African-American moms in Wisconsin are less likely to breastfeed their children than are white moms. The state also has one of the nation's highest racial gaps in infant mortality, the death of a child during their first year of life. Dane County is not an exception to that rule. Just last week, several Madison groups launched a breastfeeding awareness campaign. It seeks to educate women of color and those working in healthcare about the benefits of breastfeeding. Tia Murray and Tamara N. Thompson are doulas, lactation counselors, and the co-founders of Harambe Village, an organization that provides support to women during the childbearing process. Tia, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And Tamara, welcome to Central Time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Tia, let's start with what you're trying to address. What are the problems that you're seeing out there?
Sure. So we all are aware that breastfeeding has great benefits, but many mothers aren't aware that they have a choice to breastfeed or aren't aware that they are consumers and that they need to have access to that education and information. So what we're trying to do is raise more awareness on an individual level about the benefits of breastfeeding in the context of disparities, but also raise larger level community awareness and get buy-in from our institutions and providers to understand the importance of breastfeeding when we talk about racial disparities.
Yeah, and Tamara, this isn't just an effort to reach out to the moms themselves, but to healthcare providers. What are you hoping they take out of this message?
Absolutely. I'm hoping that they take away from this the different and many ways that on an institutional level, on a societal level, all of the things that tend to undermine the natural relationships between mothers and their babies. When we understand those things, we can undercover a lot.
And Tia, what do we see in healthcare settings sometimes? Are women counseled differently based on their race when it comes to things like breastfeeding?
So what we're seeing, it's not necessarily explicit difference mm-hmm. in what we're saying. I think a lot of the times it's what's being left out or what's not being said. And although we have research demonstrating that we have great disparity in the quality of care given between our racial counterparts, but we've also seen in our anecdotal work the difference in the information that's provided or the extent to which we provide information for that particular person to make an informed choice.
And Tamara, what kind of information are you hoping that, I guess, all moms have?
Absolutely. For the most part, we want people to understand the natural process, things that are absolutely normal and things to expect. Sometimes people go into their experiences with unrealistic expectations or thinking that myths are real things. So dispelling those things, giving real, accurate information and hands-on practical expertise to a person and inform them before their baby arrives, increase the chances.
And you mentioned, Tia, the benefits of breastfeeding. Can you amplify those a little bit? Talk about the kind of health differences breastfeeding can make.
Absolutely. And what I'd like to do is talk about them in the context of the work that we do with racial disparities. So we know that we have great disparity in infant mortality. And what's driving that is preterm birth. And we also know that a lot of our babies in African-American community are dying from SIDS. Now, coupled with that, we know that breastfeeding, when you have a baby prematurely, your body makes extra special breast milk. So we can save babies' lives. In addition to that, we also know that we have great disparity in other health outcomes in the community. So there's benefits for mom and babies to decrease chronic diseases, reproductive cancers. When we talk about infant mental health and attachment, breastfeeding enhances that as well. And so there's so many benefits that really can save babies' lives and really lay a foundation for long-term health for both the breastfeeding person and the baby.
Talking to Tia Murray and Tamara N. Thompson, they are co-founders of Harambe Village. That's an organization providing support to women during the childbearing process. We're talking about an outreach effort to encourage women of color to breastfeed their children and healthcare institutions to give good advice and good support. And Tamara, let's talk about how this is going to work. What are you going to do on a practical level in this outreach?
On a practical level, we want to be able to dispatch more people to give more information. We want to have more people that are in different neighborhoods, that are in living rooms instead of clinical settings, that are giving one-on-one support. On a broader level, we want people who work in clinics to be able to have more of a nuanced approach to how they provide breastfeeding support. We also want people who work in hospital settings and also pediatricians to be able to have accurate and sound information that's backed by what we know for sure.
And Tamara mentioned having people going out and doing visits. Talk about how that would work and what kind of information would be passed on.
Absolutely. So what we do as doulas is we provide that information education via home visits. So part of our work is home visitation work. And we are training other doulas who are from the community or previous clients of ours who want to be able to go out and dispatch that information to other women, other families, other fathers. We also have a fatherhood initiative. So our fathers are engaging other fathers to talk about breastfeeding and what that looks like for them. So really training and empowering community members to buy in and take a role in mobilizing the rest of the community around that.
So am I hearing you right? New moms would kind of graduate from this and say, hey, I want to help other people too?
Absolutely. We've had several moms that we've worked with that have told us they felt so empowered that they want to in turn become doulas themselves, and they want to help other women feel just as empowered. So we're absolutely seeing that happen.
Mm-hmm. Tamara, let's talk about the support side of this, because I imagine for a woman, any woman going through pregnancy, it can be isolating if you don't have someone around you who's been through it. Is that, I guess, that social connection part of the goal here?
Yeah, when we see enhanced and quality relationships, we see enhanced and quality outcomes. So when we have someone that's paired with a knowledgeable, patient, compassionate person through the entire process, we're able to see a better understanding and quality of the care after the person has had their baby and after the person has been able to kind of, you know, decompress and understand what has happened. They feel much more satisfied with their experience versus a person who didn't have that continuous ongoing support.
Tia, can you talk about the history of what led you to do this effort? Harambe Village, there's been something like this before. It kind of went, and now you're bringing it back, right?
Absolutely, Rob. Back in the day, the Harambe Family Enhancement Center existed on the south side of Madison. Mm-hmm. And it was a very comprehensive one-stop shop. And the model was so unique that there were people coming internationally to see what we did there and how it worked. My mother worked there, and I grew up as a child in that center. But what's interesting is in about 2007, we saw the deepest decline in Black infant mortality that we've ever seen in this county. And it made national news because it has not happened anywhere else. And when that center closed in 2010, we saw that spike go right back up. So we know, because we benefited from that center as young mothers who were breastfeeding mm-hmm, our babies, we know the benefit of that work and that model, and we wanted to bring that back with a maternal child health focus. And we were sick of talking about disparities, and we wanted to do something about it.
And Tamara, you reached out to other organizations, healthcare providers. Are people enthusiastic? Are people saying, yeah, we need something like this?
Absolutely. One of the first things we did when we decided this was our big idea is we wanted to find, number one, people who influenced us, and definitely we felt like they were our elders. Another thing we wanted to do is reach out to people who were doing similar work. They're working with moms or they're working with mothers, teenagers. There was an organization called Small Miracles that was a volunteer-based organization. We wanted to figure out what were the gaps and how could we meet them and how could we give more services to the people.
Tia, can you talk about your experience as a doula and how that fits into all of this?
Absolutely. That's a very loaded question, but I really felt that doula work uniquely positioned me to provide some advocacy and some activism for what we were seeing and hearing in the community and to really elevate the voices of birthing people. And when I was pregnant with my first baby at 18, it was then that I realized I had options about my health care, about my body, about my birth. And I was set on making sure that other women had access to that information. And so all of that, coupled with the racial disparities from a place that I'm born and raised in, brought me to birth work. And I feel like doula work is a way in which we can begin to change some of that.
And how did you get into this, Tamara?
I started out just as a person in a support group, in a circle, talking to people about our experiences breastfeeding. The African American Breastfeeding Alliance happened to be a place where I found home. There was a woman there named Hershey Barnett Bridges who mothered me, loved me, and just really brought me along the way. But in that time, I really got activated, and I wanted to know more about why these statistics were the way they were, and I felt very much like my sister's keeper. And there's this phrase that we like to use, each one teach one, that if I've been given something and I've got power, I definitely want to feel responsible to pass that on. So here I am.
Tia, this is a question I've asked a lot of people when we're talking about racial disparities in infant mortality, graduation rates, economic outcomes, you name it.
Yeah.
The statistics are out there. We all know it. It's gotten national attention. Do you feel like in this community there's an urgency? Like people are like, this is something we got to do something about.
Yes and no. What's interesting is as we go out into the community and try to engage others and pull people together around racial disparities, what we find is that a lot of people aren't even aware that Wisconsin sits where they do in respect to infant mortality, in respect to breastfeeding disparities. And so there is a lack of awareness. And I think what the issue is when we bring up the topic of race, we tend to make people uncomfortable. And but what I like to say is that it's racism. And so that's what's driving our disparities. It's not that there's group level flaws. This is a national issue and it's a man-made thing. And so there's a lot of talk around health equity, but we don't see the actions meeting the words. Mm-hmm. And we want to hold people accountable to that.
Tamara, do you see this as something that needs to go on beyond childbirth? And you know, as kids get older, do you see similar health disparities in the ways kids are treated?
Absolutely. I feel like it starts with birth. We want to make sure we're bringing healthy individuals into the community. But after we pass them off, what are the risk factors for those children? Do they have safe environments? Are their homes well kept? Is there lead in their drinking water? Are they being discriminated against in the education system that they're going to? Are the different things that they're being exposed to, like food deserts, playing a factor into how they go throughout society? Absolutely. There's so many connections and intersections.
Tia, if somebody is out there, either in your local community in the Madison area, thinking, yeah, I want to get involved and help, or elsewhere around the state saying, we need something like this there, can they get involved?
Absolutely. I would encourage them to reach out to us. The African American Breastfeeding Alliance of Dane County, our website is www.latchonaaba.org. And I would encourage them to reach out, send us a message. You can also find Harambe Village on Facebook at Harambe Village. And we would love to connect you and help you get involved.
Mm-hmm. Tamara, looking 5 years, say, into the future, looking back from then, what does success look like to you?
Success for us looks like having a quality, more well, closely knit community. It also looks like having more centers and more connections throughout the community. It also looks like people being able to share their stories in circles. It looks like perhaps something like a birth center. It looks like so much more where we can just create more of a connectivity. You know, the word Harambe means let's pull together. We want to see more people pulling together. Absolutely.
And Tia, what's the next step from where you are now to get to that place?
Well, that's a great question. Really, like we said, to empower individuals and to empower our community, because we need that mobilization to see true change and we need that buy-in. And it needs to come from the bottom up because it's not coming from the top down.
We'll leave it there for now. Tia, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Tamara, thanks a lot for coming up.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Tia Murray and Tamara N. Thompson. They are doulas, lactation counselors, and they're the co-founders of the organization Harambe Village in Madison. We've been talking about their effort, their campaign to educate women of color and healthcare providers about the benefits of breastfeeding. And as we've been hearing, to do a lot more than that, too.